Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Joining us on the line right now from CNBC is Larry Kudlow. Good morning to you, Larry.
Good morning. Good morning.
Listen, I want to get into the healthcare debacle and the fallout from all of that, but I want to also sort of take it from the lens of, okay, healthcare apparently not going to happen the way it looks right now. How does that impact the next step, which is, you know, start getting tax cuts? Because we kept hearing, well, we can't really know what the tax cut's going to look like until we know what the fix for health care is going to cost us.
Yeah, I never really bought into that. I mean, I still don't buy into that. That gets you to this reconciliation process where they thought they'd save a big chunk of money on health care. I think the original number was $1 trillion. But as scored by the CBO, and I don't really agree with CBO scoring, that number was whittled down, I don't know, I think to $200 or $300 billion. Look, that stuff is, they bombed out on health care in large measure because the speaker and the leadership misunderstood reconciliation. You know, they could have put all of the regulations into reconciliation. The Senate parliamentarian, who said nobody talked to her until the last remaining days, she said we could put regulations in there as long as there's some fiscal impact, which there would be, on premiums, spending, revenues, and what have you. So I would, you know, here we go again, abiding by reconciliation rules, so-called. In this case, it's something called the Byrd Rule, which says whatever you put through has to be deficit neutral. Well, the Byrd Rule has been broken as many times as it has been used. So, look, my argument is very simple. Lower tax rates across the board, especially for large and small businesses, okay? Go forward with a pro-growth plan. If you need more revenues, then limit or abolish as many loopholes as you can, cut budget spending as much as you can, and be sure to incorporate faster economic growth, which I think would be minimal 3-4%. That's the way to recoup the revenues. There is no obstacle from reconciliation. That's just utter process nonsense.
So how did they get it so wrong? Who is to blame here?
Therein lies the question of the year on health care. You nailed it. I don't know. There are lawyers galore. You know, this great article, I invite all listeners to go to the National Review, NRO, and read DeRoy Murdoch's piece. Now, DeRoy has raised the point that I've raised, and Ovik Roy has raised, and Betsy McCoy has raised, but DeRoy was the most comprehensive. Senator Mike Lee finally went, Elizabeth McDonough, I think her name is, to the Senate parliamentarian, who, by the way, was a Republican appointee. And she said, well, no one's talked to me until now. And she said, there's no reason why regulations can't be in reconciliation. Whereas the Speaker and Mr. Price, the HHS Secretary, and others have been saying we have to have steps 2 and 3 for the reg. Probably the most important reg in this whole story was the essential benefits reg, which left mandatory health care packages in place. In other words, the mandatory rule and the penalty was removed, but if you buy insurance, you had to have a mandatory package, which, you know, 10 or 12 things, which you don't want, you don't need, and had no choice in it. That was the key. That's why premiums were going to stay high, and that's why enrollment was going to stay low. Once you took that regulation out, you'd see much right. lower premiums and booming
right.
Enrollees. Now, I don't know who made that. You know, the White House Counsel has lawyers. OMB, where I served, has lawyers. Everybody has lawyers, and they all got this story wrong. And my opinion, the Freedom Caucus was right to rebel against essential benefits. Yeah. I stand up. They may not have it right in everything. Maybe they could have deal on something. But that was crucial. Otherwise, you'd be left with an Obama mandatory program, which mm-hmm. is nuts. And yet they blamed it on process, and they were completely, utterly, totally wrong. And I'm just saying, Mary, don't make this same mistake again regarding tax mm-hmm. reform. Know your rules, and then just drive through good pro-growth incentivized policies
yeah.
On taxes. It's, you know, don't make this any harder than it has You're to right. be, for God's sakes.
Can I ask you about the Office of Innovation that's going to apparently be led by Jared Kushner? I mean, on its face, this sounds like a really, really good idea. What do you think?
I think on its face, it sounds like a really, really good idea. I don't know what it is. I'm all for innovation. How about this? Lower tax rates, roll back regulations, and then promote innovation. Look, America is a technological leader, but we've had one hand tied behind our back because of these fiscal policies. So if you get rid of that obstacle, you'll probably be in business to spur innovation. But I'd have to see the specifics. Jared Kushner is a good man. I work with him a lot in the campaign. Smart guy, level-headed guy. I'm not sure what the specifics are. But you all are for innovation, right? We're all for innovation.
Yeah, everybody.
I hope it's good innovation.
All God's children love innovation. All right, Larry.
Scales of creative destruction. That's what we need.
All right, we're going to leave it there. Larry Kudlow, thank you so much for joining
us. Thanks, Larry.
Greatly appreciated.